This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, parties versus panties, a Raven injury, and OJs. They're all coming up right after this.
Bob Haney is our guest. Now, Rob, are you...
Well, I was... As you might know, I try to be clean, and this is... I feel I might be going over the board with this, but... What's the show that's always about sex?
It's only talking personal.
Well, then back me up if you saw this. The night they had Dr. Ruth Westheimer on as a guest, and this is all true. I don't know how I'm going to clean this up. This guy calls in to ask Dr. Ruth for advice. And he said that he had been dating this girl, but he broke up with her because she had, and this is the hard part, she had extreme odor.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. That's what the man said. I'm sorry, but that's what he, and anyways, he said that since they had broken up, they had remained close friends. And she had dated two other guys, and those relationships broke off kind of suddenly. He thought maybe it was the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell her? And as God is my witness, this was Dr. Ruth's advice. She said, send the girl some flowers. And on one side of the card, write a little poem, something positive, something upbeat.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, to me, that's terrible advice. I mean, you know, I can't imagine, you know, can you imagine that poor guy trying to write that poem?
No.
Roses are red, violets are blue, you're real sweet, but you're... I've went over the line, haven't I? So that's not me. I don't. That's offensive, isn't it, Paul? You're a classy guy, and that is offensive stuff.
Did that? Are we back on the air?
We are now.
I apologize.
Did that have to be clipped?
I apologize.
Yes.
I apologize, you ladies. That's right.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi, Chick.
Hi. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello, Chick.
At the upside sidekick.
Hello there, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey, buddy.
There's, stronger than dirt.
There's Willie.
Josh's B.O. is stronger than dirt.
Willie Griswold's here.
The way his brain works, man.
I know it.
No, see, that's I stole that. That's what we used to do to Alan Burke when I was a kid.
Oh, sure.
Or Alan Burke.
Here's Tom.
That was his... Well, that wasn't his name, sorry.
No, it was his name.
He didn't deserve it. You know, you're kids and you pick on some poor guy.
Yeah, we had a guy, Stewart, if you're listening, I apologize.
No, he's long.
Yeah, terrible, sorry, Jonathan.
Terrible B.O.
Why did I say that out loud?
Yeah, Stewart. What was Stewart's problem? What was his problem?
He had a funny last name.
What was it? Like funny penis out. Or...
Was it,
that is funny. Yeah.
Was it Stewart penis?
Was it fart face?
It wasn't pecker wrecker, was it?
Stewart the pecker wrecker?
That's funny.
Oh, if he's listening. It was Mazur.
Oh, like manure?
Yeah, well, we said lived in a sewer. We used to, it was terrible. We were terrible kids.
Aren't kids great? Yeah, you need to give me some of these names for Dick Hitswater.
He's always sitting in front of me. Fatty 2x4, couldn't get through the bathroom door.
Yeah, we were terrible.
In my area, it was kitchen door. Kind of changed a little bit.
Did it on the floor?
Oh, that's even more tragic. The poor fatty can't get into the kitchen.
Oh,
yeah. No, struggling. Give her this one. Fatty had a party and nobody came. That'll get you. That'll hurt your feelings.
Oh, I had a party once. Nobody came.
Nobody came to Christy's party.
One person.
Oh,
yeah.
Birthday party?
Didn't affect me at all.
Now you could do. Now you could do. We could do a little thing on the. We could get a packed house Christy Lee panty party. That's right. Everyone who comes gets a pair.
That's right. That's you a throw door. A panty party. It's people
a pair
are
of,
coming.
Pair of game worn. A pair of game worn Christy Lee panties. Oh, there'd be 100 guys lined up.
I can have a party as if I give away my underwear.
What? That's not true.
Yeah, it's stupid. We're not giving away. We're selling it.
I've been to a party at your house and you didn't give away underwear. Sure. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't go home with some, but you weren't giving them away.
That's okay. You're allowed in my drawers.
Now, coming up, we have some fascinating stuff in the world of news, but we have to wrap up sports.
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay, what do you got over there?
Baltimore Ravens have placed their mascot, Poe.
Poe?
That's right, P-O-E.
That is so lame.
Even that is.
A mascot named after
like
a Edgar
Allan.
It's not so lame. It is so...
He's a raven.
Raven. Oh.
That's so raven.
Very nice.
Coach John Harbaugh, who I don't care for, he had the news conference yesterday, and look at John. He made a joke. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Appreciate you guys coming out. Do have a personnel announcement to make. Poe is going to be put on injured reserve for the rest of the season. He's going to be done. Unfortunately, he sustained a serious injury to his drumstick, and he will not be able to perform for the rest of the season. We will find a replacement.
Mascot.
We're going to go to work on right
is
away.
Is he food?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really hurt, Coach.
What happened to him?
But you wouldn't call it his drumstick. You don't eat a crow.
At halftime, thanks for asking,
Chrissy. It's a raven. It's not a crow.
Thanks a lot for asking, Chrissy.
Don't they the same?
No.
At halftime,
what's
between the
I think Kate Hudson knows what a crow tastes like.
Oh. I was going to answer you, but no, I'm not now. Good luck. And Coach Harbaugh continues.
What a baby.
Just tell us
the guys
story.
Out.
I'm taking my marbles and going home.
What happened? Tell me everything that happened. Tell me.
Yeah.
So the mascot was injured.
I was supposed to
guess? The mascot was injured. It was in
That's
the news.
What?
The mascot was injured. The mascot's name is Poe after Edgar Allan Poe. The team is the Ravens.
Correct. Very all of those top. Things I got.
She has stamped that with her approval. We can continue.
So how was she? How was the? Never mind.
How was Poe injured?
Now you
how
say
was Poe injured?
And it's never more.
No, he's not going to. This season, he'll
at halftime
play
during
nevermore.
A preseason game. I'm going to talk, no matter how much you pricks talk. At halftime of the preseason game, they had mascots versus peewee football people.
Okay.
And little kids. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking little boys, but maybe little girls. And during a tackle or something,
okay.
He got hurt.
So the mascot got injured, and now they're making
Can't
a big
they just
deal
put
out
a
of it.
New mascot
oh,
in there?
Oh, boy. Yes.
So Christy's right. Can't they just, put some other kid in there? And now
I think they're
know.
Going to, but that's a shame. You want your first call mascot.
I ain't stopping this.
Appreciate you guys coming out.
So it's not the real mascot.
Personnel announcement to make.
Kiss my
Poe
ass,
is going to be put on injured reserve for the rest of the season. He's going to be done. Unfortunately, he sustained a serious injury to his drumstick. And he will not be able to
How could he have a drumstick?
The rest of the season. We will find a replacement.
Again,
we're
going to
go to work on that
Raven?
Right away. We're going to turn over every stone.
It's a joke.
Scour
Tom.
Everywhere and find his replacement. We're going to get right into evaluating our options and see where we go next.
He went on this long.
Find somebody to replace.
He didn't get a laugh either.
No one. Nothing. Who's he saying it to?
A drumstick either. You want to know what a drumstick is? It's a
Kiss
leg on
ass.
A bird.
Oh. Hang on. Good for you, Christy. Don't put up with Spider over there.
Good for you, Spider. Good for you. You got to put up with him.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
So a crow and a raven are different, huh?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I'll have you know that.
Hence the two different words.
Yeah.
Turkeys are different from chickens.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. There's a lot of difference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Green and blue are different.
A house and the floor is different.
So Poe is out.
Yes.
Poe.
Popo? Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't call the cops on me.
He did this for this.
Are we at the end of the road?
Yes.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Popo.
You
know what they should do?
What should they do?
I got a lot of ideas.
Take us off the air? I agree.
Yeah. I wouldn't favor this crap.
I mean, I got a great idea for them. This would get Baltimore some positive press, and God knows they need it. The city of Baltimore should have local celebrities inside the costume every week, and
like
say
David
who it is.
Chase, who's a local Baltimore celebrity,
like the masked singer kind of thing.
Yeah, like the masked singer, the masked mascot. At the end of every game, the guy takes his head off for the latest.
You have Cal Ripken Jr., a famous Oriole.
It'd be fun.
John Waters.
Oh, I love John Waters.
That would be fun.
He'd be great.
Yeah, huh?
The masked mascot. So I get nothing from Chick. What's your fix here? What do you do?
They're going to find somebody else to put in the suit.
Can they have another press conference when they do that? Because this one was so exciting.
They could have not told us and just put somebody in the suit. No one would have known.
Yeah. Is your team debating this?
She's right.
Okay.
I just watched Chick's brain break.
I think it'd be funny if they had the Orioles mascot come over and fill in.
Oh,
funny in what way?
When we look to humor, at last we're all out wandering around in a cave, and Ace has a.
I think we're all
go ahead.
We're all shooting, and so far we've had nothing score.
I got a 3-pointer, baby.
I got a 3-pointer.
Josh attacked Chick, and then Chick attacked Christy.
It was awesome.
And then Ace attacked Chick, and then my dad attacked Ace.
Yeah, I mean, it was just friendly fire in here. Yeah. It was nuts.
Nothing hit.
Flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
Not even a good Nevermore joke about quoth. By the way, you know what's
I had a good Nevermore
off?
Joke.
Yeah.
Why is it quoth?
Quoth Nevermore?
Quoth the Raven Nevermore. Always pissed me off. That's why I hated that stupid poem.
Oh, well, that used to be the past tense of quote.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Whoever uses that.
Well, language changes.
If someone said something quoth to you, you would stomp away.
Oh, I let it go.
You try writing a poem on cocaine fever, okay?
Opium and boom. You know what? He's got a point.
You know?
You ever tried writing on opium?
Jeez. The guy was working hard.
You can drool. That's about it.
Wander around town on opium.
Putting words together.
You know how hard it is to write when you got the shakes?
Man, oh, man.
God. Well,
whiskey! Bad cocaine. What?
A little bit of Little Feet.
I'm singing Little Feet to make myself happy.
Yes.
Mm. So, Christy, to
joy does come with it.
To clarify,
yes, Tom.
To clarify, this is only for Josh.
Yes, Tom.
To clarify, the Raven mascot Poe injured his leg when he fell on the stairs at the House of Usher. Want to explain that to her, Josh?
House of Usher, of course, another classic Poe story.
Poe story. Telltale Heart.
House of Usher.
Yeah.
Remember the cool one with the swinging blade?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. The
what was
pit
that?
And the pendulum.
Pit and the pendulum. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Boy, that's so far the show. The pit.
Vincent,
the pit.
No, we've had a pendulum. We've been swinging from bad to worse.
What's the song where the guy goes like a pendulum do?
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
Oh my England God. Swings.
Yeah. England swings like a pendulum do.
You just have a warehouse of bad music in your brain.
Oh, that Roger Miller stuff is wonderful.
I love Roger Miller. My dad was
that's
huge.
A good piece of hope.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Dang me.
Dang me.
I love dang me.
No.
I'll take a rope and hang me.
Come on.
High from the highest tree.
What more would you wait for? Time to move forward. Is there anything else in the world of sports?
Yes.
Oh, Roger Miller.
You can't take a
Roger,
we can't play that on the radio.
That's not going to play in Peoria, my friend.
Get your pen.
Yeah. Roger Miller.
Okay. Now, yesterday we had a story that I
want
to bring back that I thought was pretty funny. I learned something about my phone. The, I forget what you call it.
AirDrop.
AirDrop, okay.
Yeah, what did you call it? The
naked pictures in the air?
Naked pictures floating in the air, whatever the hell it is.
Airways.
AirDrop.
Okay.
Cyber
and,
flashing.
Do you remember the story, Christy?
Yeah, absolutely. A Southwest pilot was taking a flight to Cabo, and somebody on the plane was trying to AirDrop, was AirDropping photos, naked photos of themselves. He got wind of it, was not happy.
So we have the audio.
Yeah.
Here it is.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that AirDrop thing is, let's send a naked picture. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Okay, this is sending naked pictures. And
right.
Apparently, the tray tables weren't the only things in the upright position. As people were there.
Vacation is going to be real.
So the way this works is anybody who has their phone on that setting.
Right. If you have AirDrop, everyone.
If it's on these pictures, they show up without even your. You don't have to even accept them. Right away, you see one.
A thumbnail picture.
So
of the
kids
picture.
Could be getting unfortunate pictures of genitalia or whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, they need to learn.
Okay.
Body.
It's terrible.
But
according to this story, it says from the sources, the Daily Dot, the practice of AirDropping nudes to strangers is called cyber flashing.
Yeah.
So now digital perversion, I guess, would be.
Digital perversion's been out there.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, this is really awful. How many D-pics do you have on your phone?
None.
Okay. Do you erase them or you?
I know. I've only received one in my lifetime, and it was because we were talking about it on the air, and I'd never had one. And the person I was seeing at the time sent me one.
Oh, what a nice treat!
It's like thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you should have sent back. Looks just like my dad. You know,
oh my God!
Yeah.
Completely freak him out. No,
I think it's great.
It's an insane joke to make.
Yes, but it's very funny.
It's a fun time.
If she laughs, or if he laughs, you marry that man. You know what I mean? Like that's.
No, I didn't. Thankfully.
So anyway, that gave me an excuse to play this. This is just for Chick.
Pilot of the airways, here is my request.
Why are we playing this?
Because the pilot was talking.
What a pile of crap.
You don't like that song?
No.
The vocals are too layered.
It's got some weird synth vocal thing.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Phasing going real. On.
And isn't that a song about a DJ and requesting your favorite song? Didn't that remind you of the days when you were in West Virginia?
Nope.
Trying to pick up the ladies?
Chick, have you ever referred to yourself as a pilot of the airwaves?
I don't like disc jockey. Yeah. I don't like any of those
Have
words.
You ever gone on a date with a fan? Like somebody that called? No, that called
I don't
the
think
station?
You'd call, I don't think you'd I don't think you could really call it a date. Thank you very much.
All I know is I don't want to mention any names, but there are things that happened in this building.
Oh yeah.
I know Jay Baker used to do things.
I love Jay. Crazy. Yeah, one of the funniest people I know.
He did a lot of weird
stuff. All that's true.
Don't ask him about the journey tickets.
No. Now, my first husband was a DJ. He liked to date groupies, and I didn't know you could do that while you were still married.
Do you know what
He's
we
a
had?
Rascal.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
back in the day when Bob and I were working at the 100,000 watt blowtorch, that was WJML.
Yeah.
We covered more water.
You did.
With our signal. We went up to Canada. We were in the Upper Peninsula. But we had deer that loved our show.
Yeah.
But we had one particular disc jockey who loved to do that. We could call him right now, except. He did it once. And something really bad happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's hard to breathe.
Was she married?
Throat's been slit.
Oh.
The point is.
we're like right at the end of the break.
We were just having a fun little conversation.
Christy, what happened was the mascots got together at halftime.
Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.